from McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse in Ball City. It's time for high school basketball action tonight on KTNC. Our game between Ball City Tiger girls and boys and the Lord Central Knights in Nebraska City, presented by our friends at F&M Bank in Ball City. Our presenting sponsor for the game again, F&M Bank in Ball City. Local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. That's F&M Bank in Ball City. In our game tonight, it will be a girls' game followed by the boys' game here this evening. In the girls' game, Ball City comes in here. 1 win, 8 losses on the year. Lord Central Knight comes in 4 wins and 5 losses. In the boys' game, the two teams are struggling, looking for wins here tonight. Ball City boys, 1-8 on the year for Coach Jackson Baum, and Lord Central Knights coach Skyler Wade looking for win number 2 for his squad. They are also 1-8 on the season. Two teams have went into the locker room to get ready for their final preparations. Come back out, tip off this girls game. We'll come back, we'll look at the starting lineups after this 2-minute timeout on KTNC.
At Den's Country Meats, we don't cut corners. Just premium meat. From smoked sausages and snack sticks to bacon, broths, and steaks. Everything we make is handcrafted by our family for yours. And with state, national, and international awards, the world agrees. Our meat is a cut above. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or online at denscountrymeats.com.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Do you miss doing the things you love because you're short of breath? If you're living with COPD, asthma, or recovering from a respiratory illness, Sabetha Community Hospital is here to help you breathe easier. Our pulmonary rehabilitation program offers personalized therapy to strengthen your lungs, increase your energy, and get you back to your daily life. You don't have to travel far for expert respiratory care. It's right here at home. Ask your doctor for a referral today or call Sabetha Community Hospital at 785-284-2121.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And welcome back to McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse. The Tiger Pep Band wailing away up on the landing. Doing a great job here pregame tonight for the Tigers. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for the Knights from Nebraska City. The Lord Central Catholic Knights, Coach Mark Madison, the coach. And they will go with 5'4" sophomore Aniston Duvall, a 5'10" senior Mia White, a 5'6" junior Misha Ogg, a 5'6" senior McKenna Haig, and a 5'11" junior Lily Madison. Aniston Duvall, Mia White, McKenna Haig, Misha Ogg, and Lily Madison. You're starting five tonight for the Lord Central Catholic Knights. For the Fall City Tigers tonight, Coach Don Hogue will go with this starting lineup. 5'9" senior Carly Dunkus, 5'5" freshman Tessa Gosman, a 5'4" sophomore Bella Johansson, a 5'4" freshman Brenna Glothar, and a 5'8" freshman Caitlin Rod. Crystal Titus, who is usually a starter for the Tigers, under the weather tonight, not playing in the game. She is a sophomore as well, so the Tigers going a little short-handed here tonight on starters, but a very young basketball team for Coach Don Hogue here for the Lady Tigers this season. Tigers at home, dressed in white. The Knights, of course, are all blue and white. And horn sounds. The teams come over, get ready for the introduction of the starters to the crowd on hand here tonight at McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse. If you are looking for the Fall City Sacred Heart game tonight, you can hear that over on sister station, Sunny 101.3. The Irish are at Dylan O'Dell tonight to take on the Griffins. Randy Gatula out there tonight bringing you that action over on Sunny 101.3. So that's what's going on tonight as far as high school basketball on the air. The Tigers and the Knights here, and the Irish and the Griffins over on Sunny 101.3. We'll take a two-minute timeout and be back with the tip-off of tonight's ballgame coming up on KTNC.
At Equity Bank, we know how important it is to access your money when you need it. That's why we offer Early Pay, a feature that lets you receive direct deposit funds up to 2 days early. And now, Early Pay is available on all Equity Bank checking accounts. Whether it's your paycheck, Social Security, or any other direct deposit, you can get paid sooner because we believe in keeping things simple and stress-free. After all, it's your money. Why wait for it? Enroll in Early Pay today at equitybank.com/earlypay. Equity Bank. Member FDIC.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction. Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And the introductions being made to the crowd on hand tonight are the starters. The Knights have been introduced, and the time now for the Tiger Girl starters to be introduced to the crowd on hand tonight at McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse. Tigers next week will be taking part over at Fairfax at their Invitational. Fall City will take part in that action next week. A lot of their teams over in Northwest Missouri we cover. Also next week will be the tip-off of the Cadecus Tournament out in Beatrice. So a lot of basketball for a lot of teams around the air next week in tournament, mid-season tournament action. All right, we've got everybody introduced to the crowd on hand here, and we should be ready to go. Kayla Dunkus gives the microphone back to the scorer table. He's kind of doing it all tonight. AD, he's assistant girls coach. He's doing the PA work. All right, stepping into the center circle will be Lily Madison for the Knights against the Tigers. Carly Dunkus. The Tigers go right to left, and the tip ends up in the hands of the Tigers, and it'll be Bella Johansson to the front court. Gives the ball up there to Gosman. Gosman downloaded Dunkus, left corner, back out around, swinging around the top, in the hands now of Brenna Glothar. Looks like a zone defense, yep, here for the Knights. Here's a pass tip. It's stolen away and headed the other way for a layup and the first basket of the ballgame, Misha Augs. So 2-0 for the Knights to start the ballgame. Full court pressure shown now by the Knights. Pass nearly taken away, but it gets through to Glothar. He goes cross court in the middle. Johansson now down in the right side baseline. Dunkus with it, pass it out top. Three ball on the way, no good by Gosman. The Knights have the rebound. They're on the run, and the pass behind ran down, but stepping on the end line out of bounds will be the Knights player. Not able to quite catch up with it after the pass came over the wrong shoulder of Anderson Duvall. Tigers inbound, bring it in now for Glothar. Glothar ahead to Dunkus up the floor. Left side to the middle. Right side and down on the baseline now for Rod. Rod spins it around. Comes the other way with the basketball now. And gives the ball around the left side against that zone defense. Now they try to get it down inside to Rod. They do. And we've got a violation traveling called against the Tigers. Ball City's second turnover here in the early going. 2-0. The Knights lead it. Minute 15 gone by here in the first quarter. To the front court come the Knights. McKenna Haig with the basketball. Into the middle and back down low and off the leg out of bounds of Mia White, 5'10 senior. Tried to put the ball on the floor, got herself in the leg, and the ball skids out of bounds underneath their basket. Tiger ball. Triggering in, Bella Johansson off the right side. Dunkus to the front court, throws it forward. Ball tipped, ball loose. Picked up momentarily by Johansson, still scrambling for the ball. And a foul going to be called. I believe it's going to be on Augs. It is. That'll be our first foul of the ball game. It goes on Misha Augs. So the Tigers will have the ball out of bounds. Dunkus inbounded on the right side, swinging around to the near side of the court to Brenna Glothar. And a cross-court pass knocked away, but stolen back to the Tigers. But Gosman. Gosman will hold it, get it right back as she passes off. Now down in the left corner with it. Rod, again, out to Gosman. Tigers turn some dangerous passes here to the inside for Rod, and the ball tipped away out of bounds off the hands of Mia White for the Knights. Her first two subs come into the ball game. Checking in, Emily Borer for the Knights. And also in there, Harper Rutt, a 5'9 junior, into the ball game. And a pass stolen away, and on the run the other way, Borer layup up, down, and a foul on the Tigers. A chance at a three-point play for Emily Borer here. That makes it 4-0. The foul on the Tigers. Tessa Gosman, her first, team first. And to the free throw line goes Emily Borer for the first preview of the ball game. She sets herself up at the line, gets ready, it's up, and rattles it home to make her score 5-0. Full court pressure. Again, the ball comes in the backcourt. Hammond it. Bella Johansson passes off, throws it forward for Dunkus. It ricochets off of Rod back to Dunkus. And the Tigers, that might have been over and back. No whistle. And down into the basket. It's taken away. Stolen by the Knights. To the front court of the basketball comes Mia White. Now she'll pass it off. Down to the right corner with it is Augs again. Aug tries to bounce it in on the pass, kicked away out of bounds by Dunkus. Knights ball on their own baseline here. Triggering in, Lily Madison. 5'11 junior takes it out top. Throw it back through the free throw line, mishandles the pass, and stolen away on the run. Tessa Gosman to the right side block, pulls up, gives it back to her teammate. In the hole it goes, there, Bella Johansson. And we've got a 5-2 ball game. Tigers trailing by 3. And here's a pass taken away at the other end by the Tigers. Ball City with a chance, and they throw it back the other way, stolen by Madison. And she throws it back over the head of her teammate, Augs, down on the baseline. Out of bounds it goes. Ball City ball on the Nebraska City Lord Knights end here. So the Tigers inbound against the full court pressure. Bring the ball in once again to Glothar. Off our head to Dunkus. The ball is dribbled away from her out of bounds, pushed out by Harper Rutt. Tiger ball in front of the scorer's table. Dunkus will inbound, take it over around the perimeter. Gosman bounces it in and a shot up off the mark. No good for Rod. Rebound weak side by Johansson on the left side of the hoop. And back down to Johansson on the pass there from Glothar. And the pass out, back, stolen away. Augs on the run, all the way in, layup, too strong. Rebound to the Knights, underneath the bucket, turnaround, blocked back, now knocked away loose, and recovered by the Knights. Madison down the lane, pulls up, 5-footer, won't go. Rebound to the Tigers, controlled there by Fall City's Bella Johansson. Could dunk us ahead up the floor over the head of the defense to Gosman, driving in. Stops, tried to pass it across. It's off the hand of a Knight, out of bounds. Tiger ball underneath their own bucket with 4:13 to go in quarter number one. Timeout Fall City down 5-2. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Hi, this is Robert Olberding from Community Medical Center in Fall City, Nebraska. We have some exciting news. CMC, the Nebraska Med Center, and the Fred and Pamela Buffett Cancer Center are partnering up for the Partners in Prevention Cancer Screening Event on January 15th. Men 45 and older, if you haven't gotten your PSA checked yet, why don't you come out to the hospital to do that? Again, that is Community Medical Center Cancer Screening Event on Thursday, January 15th from 3 to 7 p.m.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
4:13 left in the first period here at Fall City High School tonight. 5-2 the Knights. Lord Central Catholic leading Fall City here. Our coach Don Hogue called the timeout. Both teams on the bench. Get instructions from the coaching staff here. The Fall City basketball with 23 seconds on the shot clock. All right, here we go. Back to action. Fall City triggering in for the baseline. Carly Dunkus, the 5'9 senior. She is the only senior on the team for the Tigers. Bring the ball in, swinging around out top on the right side. It's Gothar with it. Her pass, given back from Johansson. Now taken away, stolen, and a run out, and a basket, and a foul at the other end. Bucked by Duvall, and a chance at a second three-point opportunity for the Knights here in the first quarter. That foul on Brenna Gothar, her first team foul number two of this first half. So Duvall at the line to shoot one. Sets, fires a high arcing shot in and out, no good. Rebound tip controlled by Fall City. It belongs to Caitlin Rod. Caitlin will get it out of there. Dunkus, her pass tipped, her pass stolen by Bohr. Bohr throws right side to Madison, takes it back out top and down the lane. Rutt, floater up, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Caitlin Rod again. She'll get it out of there. Now Dunkus ahead up the floor to Gothar. Gothar to Dunkus, now to Gothar in the front court. Ahead to Rod. Ball knocked loose. Controlled by the Tigers. Down on the right side, shot of the way up. Too strong, no good by Johansson. Rebound brought down by Madison. Lily Madison gets the ball ahead and driving the lane. Scoop with the left hand, no good by McKenna Haig. And we've got a foul or a ball out of bounds. We've got a ball out of bounds off the rebound. It's going to stay with the Knights. New shot clock. And the Knights bring it in. Three-pointer, left side wing, too strong, no good by Haig. Rebound to the Tigers, controlled momentarily by Brenna Gothar. She lost her balance, started to fall down. We've got a held ball. That will stay with Fall City. 7-2, the Knights lead here with 3:12 to go in period number one. Substitution of the ball game for the Tigers. Now let's see who came in there. I lost her. With the ball, loose, taken away by the Knights again, and it's controlled by Duvall. Duvall gets the ball away. Okay, into the corner, but in for the Tigers, Maddie Johansson, a 5'6 freshman. Three ball left side, partially blocked by Dunkus. Ball is controlled by Maddie Johansson, just into the ball game. Her pass is across the court and tipped off the hands of Fall City. Out of bounds, it'll be Knights basketball with 2:44 and a five-point lead in the first quarter. Inbounding just up off the baseline, right side. Bring the ball into the paint, kick it left side. Three ball wing, way strong, no good. Madison grabs the ball out of the air, puts it back up from the right side into the middle. Up, down, and another foul, another three-point opportunity for the Knights. The foul on the Tigers, Caitlin Rod. Her first 13 foul on the Tigers. Madison with the two-pointer and a three-point opportunity chance. On the way up and off the front end, no good, but we have a whistle. We have a lane violation on the Tigers. They got in the lane too quick. So She didn't miss that free throw. It didn't count. She'll get another one here. She gets set again. Gets the ball from the man in the striped shirt. Madsen ready. 5'11", junior. Fires up and rattles off the front end and goes in. Second chance. Four goes good. 10-2, the Knights lead. Full court pressure by the Knights. Dunkus right sideline. Fends off with the forearm. Lost the dribble. Stolen by DeVall. She throws it underneath for four. They don't connect, and the ball is out of bounds on the end, and it will be Tiger basketball. Tigers having trouble with this full court pressure of the Knights. Ball comes inbound to Maddie Johansson. Throws it cross court, and Coach Don Hogan's up with the tip basketball. Tiger ball on the sideline now. Three subs in for the Knights. I think they've all been in. Mia White back in the ball game. Misha Aug back in there. Also, Nina Fulton back in. Nina Fulton, a 5'6 freshman, checks in. Tigers in the front court with the ball. Dunkus with it, right sideline. Out to the top, Glothar. Glothar would give the ball up to Johansson. Cross court, Dunkus fakes the long ball, dribbles right to the baseline, cut off there. Pass to Glothar out top. Her pass to the entry to the high post. Knocked away, stolen, and a run-out layup. No good by DeVall. And the rebound grabbed up by the Tigers, Bella Johansson. She's windmilling the elbows back and forth, holding that basketball, trying to protect it. Off the left side front court. Glothar, right side with it. Dunkus skips it across to the left side to Glothar and back in the middle to Johansson. That is Bella Johansson. Throw inside, shot up, no good by the Tigers. Missed in there by Caitlin Rod on the rebound to the Knights with a minute 25 to go in the first quarter. 10-2, the Knights have the lead here. To the front court, high post with the basketball with a pass to Mia White. Throw it underneath and a layup on the left side, good for Aniston DeVall. She's got four in the game and it's now 12-2, a 10-point lead for the Knights here in the first quarter. With 60 seconds to go in the first period. On the right side, with it in the middle now, Bella Johansson. Pass underneath. The Tigers tried to get it in there to Caitlin Rod. Misfire on the pass. Out of bounds, it goes on the baseline. Tessa Gosman back in the ball game, checking out of the contest. Caitlin Rod. 7 freshmen on this Tiger varsity squad. Talk about a young team. That's young. Pass taken away, stolen by Bella Johansson of the Tigers. She'll bring it up. No pressure. Picked up now at midcourt. Dribbles around the right side. Comes to a double team. Needs help. Gets it away to Glothar. High post Dunkus back outside. And a long three on the rim. No good by Glothar. And a rebound picked off by Aug. 26 seconds to go in the half. The shot clock is off. The Knights on the left side with the basketball. Throw it right side corner. Three ball up, short, no good. Rebound by the Knights. In the corner down there with a screen by Coach Hogue from my view, with a shot was McKenna Haig. Foul on the rebound on the Tigers, Bella Johansson, her first team foul number 4 on Fall City. First free throw up and good for Nina Fulton, her first point of the ball game. The Knights have 5 players in the scoring column so far. Second one on the way up and good again. And it's now a 12-point lead, 14-2. Tigers with the ball and 10 seconds to go in the period. To the top of the key, Bella Johansson underneath the ball goes. Bounced around and thrown away, taken away from Maddie Johansson. And from just inside midcourt, off the back iron, no good for Aug after one. It's the Knights of Lord General High School 14 and Fall City 2. Back in 1 minute on KPNC.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. HVAC services include HVAC install, equipment replacement, new construction, and any repairs. Plumbing services include install, repairs, servicing, new construction, and sewer cleaning. They are on Facebook. In Auburn, call 402-414-7083. Falls City, 402-245-5083. Bringing comfort from our home to yours.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
14-2, the Knights, Rusty Lord Central lead Falls City after one quarter of play tonight here at Falls City High School. Knights basketball in midcourt to start the second period. Bring the ball into Misha Oggs. Oggs pass taken away, stolen by the Tigers, Brenna Glothar. Glothar will give the ball up now to Bella Johansson. She comes off the left side to Glothar. Against the zone defense, Glothar being dogged, has to drill it away. Stop the count. Now back in the middle with it is Tether Gosman. Left side dunk is for three on the rim. Up and won't go on the bounce. Comes out to her on the bounce, and the Tigers are reclaiming the possession. And now down low it goes. Caitlin Rod back out to top. Glothar forces it up from about 14 feet in the paint. No good. Rebound comes down to Aug for the Knights. Driving the other way into the paint with the ball is Hague. Going back a few years ago with the wrong name. Inside Madison in the paint. Holds it. Wait, that's White. Excuse me. White looks. Passes down low. Now it is Madison with the ball. Left side. Little turnaround from 8 feet on the left side is up, and it is good. She now has 5 here in the ball game, and the lead is 14. To the right side, Gosman passes it off there to Brella Johansson. In the corner, Carly Dunkus. Tigers can't get her loose. She's the leading scorer on the season for Fall City. Gothar with a drive, a scoop. It won't go. Loose ball rebound will be picked up by Lily Madison. Madison will bring it herself. Across the Tiger logo in midcourt. Gets the ball back out near midcourt. Throw to the middle, high post. Driving down is White. Out to Madison, three ball off the front edge of the rim, no good. The rebound comes to the ground. Glothar picks it up and will hand the ball away to Bella Johansson. Out on the right side of the ball is going to be the Tigers, Tessa Gosman, and a foul on the Knights. Their first foul of this second quarter. Foul will go on Quinn O'Donnell, her first, and the first foul of the second quarter on the Knights. O'Donnell checks out of the game. Emily Bohr back in the contest, also in there. Harper Rudd again. Tigers have it in the hands of Brenna Glothar. Off the right side, Dunkus couldn't make a clean catch. Bounces away from her. She scoops it forward. Picked up by Caitlin Rod. Dives on the floor, and she pushes the pass towards Dunkus, and the ball goes out of bounds off of the Knights. They touch it last. So it's Tiger ball from the sideline. Dunkus, right wing, holds it. Dribbles down to the baseline. Double team, got it away. Back out top, swinging around now for Gosman. Left side with the ball. Caitlin Rod. Out top, Glothar to Dunkus. 5 on the shot clock. Dunkus drives down, stops, looks. Tigers aren't going to get a shot off. Shot clock violation will give the ball back to the Knights with 5:28 to go in the half and a 14-point lead, 16-2. So here come the Knights, front court, in the hands of Aniston Duvall. Passes off left side for Bohr. Skips it across the floor. Duvall up the ladder to get it. Passes down to Rutt. Swing the ball around the perimeter. Out into the middle, Madison drives in, drops the shoulder, shoots, and it bounces out. Two or three hops on the rim, it wouldn't go. Rebound to the Tigers. Gerard should give the ball up to the front court now. Johansson. The Knights switching up to a man-to-man defense here. It'll give and go down the lane. Tipped and stolen by the Knights. Knocked away by Dunkus, and the ball is out of bounds. It'll be off the Tigers. Knights ball. Destiny Pierce, a 5'3 sophomore, checks in for the Tigers in place of Brenna Glothar now. take the ball in the middle. Rutt, double team, triple team, gets the ball away to Bohrer. Bohrer back out top. Madison around a defender, lost the ball, but it goes to a teammate on the left side beyond the arc. Inside, it's going to be Rutt up for the shot. Or that's Mia White with the shot. No good. For the whistle and a Tiger foul. Tiger foul on Caitlin Rod. Her second of the game, first of the second quarter on Fall City. Stepping up to the line, Mia White. Scoreless so far, shooting two here. And this one rolls around the rim. No good. She'll get a second one here. Maddie Johansson into the ball game for the Tigers. Plays a Rod, who sits down with the two fouls now. Second free throw for the lefty on the way. Rolls around, won't go. Dunkus with the rebound. Dunkus will give it up, and now here's the full court pressure again by the Knights. Dunkus in the backcourt, rolls to the right sideline, and a blocking foul will be called here on the Knights as she nears midcourt. Official says it's on 32. That is Lily Madison. Her first. Team foul number two of the quarter on the Knights. Up the floor come the Fall City Tiger girls. Bella Johansson. Tigers looking to get back on the scoreboard here. Pass stolen, a bounce pass. Outlet ahead to Ball. Layup with the left hand is good at the other end. And she's got six, and the score goes to 18-2. Timeout, Fall City. Coach O calls his second timeout of the first half. Down by a score of 18-2 with 4 minutes to go. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
4 minutes to go in the first half of our girls' game. It's 18-2, the Knights leading Fall City High. Inbounding with the Tigers from the baseline on the Knights' end. Bring it in, get it right back. Bella Johansson takes the ball to the left side to Gosman. Her pass tipped, stolen. Madison up the left side, down the lane with the left hand, and she will be fouled and will go to the line to shoot two free throws. Tiger foul. Not sure what he signaled there. He used two hands, I know that. 12, maybe? 21? They got a 21. No, it's 11. Tessa Gosman. Not what I thought I saw, but it's all right. That's what the scoreboard says. Lily Madison with the free throw up and good. She has 6 points. It's 19-2. The Knights leading. Second free throw coming. On the way up, it is good. Got them both. She's got 7 to lead all scorers of the ball game, and now it's an 18-point advantage for the Knights. Pass, backcourt, tipped, out of bounds it goes off of the Knights. Hogg, the culprit there for the Knights, knocking the ball away, out of bounds it goes, back to the baseline. Again, Johansson to inbound the ball, passes in to Destiny Pierce, gets it right back. A pass to Dunkus is stolen away by Lily Madison, but she came down out of bounds on the side in front of the Tiger bench. So the Tigers will inbound the ball with 24 seconds to go, still in the backcourt with it. Driving around a defender at Johansson, cut off, throws it backwards to Dunkus, 17-16 on the clock. Dunkus had it knocked away, stripped, taken away Madison, headed the ball up the floor, and a layup good. This two-pointer good for Harper Rutt. Her first two of the ball game, and the lead is now 22-2. 3:10 to go in the half. Off the right side, Destiny Pierce for the Tigers with the ball. Gives the ball up. Dunkus drives, shoots, partially blocked, rebound, pushed toward the Knights end. Aug wins the race to the ball. shoots the layup, won't go, offensive rebound, and a putback for two for McKenna Haig. Timeout, Lord Central Catholic with a 22-point advantage, and we're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial-line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial-duty dump boxes with a good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16-plus-6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Magnier Henderson Fieldhouse. John Nix along with you here tonight. Back in the studio, running the show, pushing the button, taking care of your wisdom. All right, it's going to be Tiger basketball in the backcourt. Tonight's call off the full court pressure here with a 22-point advantage. In the first half, second quarter, 2:50 to play. To the front court of the basketball, Bella Johansson off the right side, Dunkus. Guarded out there man-to-man. Dunkus dribbles up, cuts back. Drives inside, shot up, and a layup good. A little backdoor drop step there, and a two-pointer. Bella Johansson has her second field goal tonight, and it is now 24-4. To the front court come the Knights with 2:23 to go and a half. Scramble for a loose ball on the deck. Won by Madison. She bounces off of the Tigers, Caitlin Rod, and is called for double dribble. So the Tigers get the ball back off the turnover. To the front court come the Tigers now. With it, Bella Johansson gives the ball up right side, making left side for Glothar. Glothar around the defender, passes to the corner. Johansson with the drive, and the defender fell down, but stepping out of bounds with Johansson. It'll be Knights basketball. Emily Bohr into the ball game again, along with Mia White for the Knights. 2 minutes to go in the half. Up the floor with the basketball come the Knights, off the left side to Bohr. Gives it back right side, drive in, fire from 6 feet up. No good on the shot there by Haig. And the Tigers come away with the carry. And it'll be Johansson in the front court. Bella will give the ball up off the right side. Now it gets down in the corner to Caitlin Rod. Rod backs in, her outlet pass knocked away, stolen away. Bohr on the run the other way, layup too strong with the left hand. Rebound follow-up, no good by White, and a tie-up on the rebound, or we had a foul. We have a foul. Foul on Fall City on number one. Carly Dunkus with her first foul. Third foul of the quarter on the Tigers. Minute 22 inbound to the middle. And now a little give and go from the outside in. Shot put up, no good, then a rebound, a follow-up, no for Rudd. She got the rebound and out to Aug. Aug with the basketball left side, passes it off, gets it right back in the middle of the floor between the circles with 65 seconds to go in the quarter. Aug drives in, cut off, throws it out to the side, back to the top, shot up, no good by Haig, and the ball goes out of bounds. There is a whistle. There is a foul on the Tigers on the rebound, and the foul will go on Bella Johansson. Her second and the fourth foul of the quarter on Fall City. Trigger from the baseline, looking in, bringing in there for Rutt. Rutt left side of the lane, dishes off now with the ball on the left side is White. Takes out to the right side and a three-pointer up and good for Emily Bohr. Doubling her point output, she's now got six and a lead is the biggest of all game at 23. Tigers in the front court, pass it to Dunkus with 34 seconds to go, and a long three off the rim, no good by Glothar. And the rebound to the Knights, no shot clock here, 25 seconds to go in the period. To the front court, out top, McKenna Haig. Haig dribbling, waiting, stands in the midcourt circle, now keeps her dribble. 8 on the clock. Now starts to move with 6 to the free throw line. Her pass tip stolen by Dunkus. The Tigers won't get there to get a shot off. After one half of play, it will be the Nebraska Lord Central Knights 27 and the Fall City Lady Tigers 4. 27-4 at halftime. We are back after this 2-minute timeout on KTNC.
Experience local banking with people you know and trust. For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. Strong, steady, and local. Visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
At Fast Global Solutions, we believe in excellence on the field and in our work. That's why we're proud to support area school athletics. With decades of experience, Fast is a trusted leader in designing and building airline, cargo, and material handling equipment used worldwide. Launch your career at Fast. Strong values, small town spirit, global impact. That's Fast Global Solutions. Learn more at workatfast.com.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SML PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Does a new year mean a new you? Kickboxing and Krav Maga classes at Hello Martial Arts are a great workout that anyone can do. Start anytime. The first class is free. And in January, get $10 off your first punch card and $20 if you sign up with a friend. We also have free trial week February 2nd to the 7th. Find out more about our classes and free trial week at HelloMartialArts.com or give us a call, 402-380-3383. That's Hello Martial Arts, Fall City, 402-380-3383.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our halftime recap is presented by Highland Community College. They are close to home, but they are far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. First half scoring, we'll start with the Tigers. It's not going to take very long, unfortunately, for the Lady Tigers. They have 4 points in the first half, all scored by Bella Johansson, the sophomore guard. And the Tigers have not been to the free throw line yet in this game. 2 fouls each on Tessa Gosman and Bella Johansson, as well as Caitlin Rod. For the Knights in the first half, they have 7 points from Lily Madison, 6 apiece for Emily Bohr and Aniston DeBall. It's 2 points for McKenna Haig, 2 points for Misha Ogg, 2 for Nina Fulton, and 2 more for Harper Root. They are 6 out of 9 at the free throw line in the first half, and nobody with more than 1 foul in the first half for Nebraska Lord Central Catholic. 27-4, the Tigers trailing the Knights at halftime of our girls' game. Again, our halftime report presented by our friends at the Highland Community College, close to home and far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, check the weather, then hear from more of our sponsors. We'll be back with the second half action on KTNC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Tap, tap, tap. No, that's not tap dancing. That's the sound of F&M Bank's tap and pay cards making checkout a breeze. Plus, every tap of the special design card sends support straight into our local schools. With over $50,000 already given back, your next purchase could be the start of something powerful. Stop by F&M Bank and check out their special card designs. Tap to pay, tap to give, tap into something bigger. Only at F&M Bank. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC, Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller. A chance of snow tonight, not much in the way of snow accumulation. Heavier snow stays off to our southwest. Temperatures fall back into the mid-20s with northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Saturday, lots of sunshine and highs reaching the mid-40s with winds out of the northwest at 10 to 20. Saturday night, clear with temperatures dipping back to around 20 degrees and northwesterly winds at 5 to 10. Sunday, sunshine with a high temperature of 40 and west winds at 5 to 10. Sunday night, mainly clear and a low temperature in the mid-20s. Monday, plenty of sun with highs in the low 50s. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs in the upper 50s. Wednesday, sunshine with high temperatures in the lower 40s. Thursday, sunshine with high temperatures reaching the mid-40s. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 39.
Many businesses don't think they're at risk of a cyber incident. Cincinnati policyholders through Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha now qualify for a free assessment, one-on-one guidance from a cyber safety expert, monitoring, and removal of breached credentials found on the dark web. Contact Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha to learn more, 785-284-7611. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DVS, on Facebook.
In the world of firearms, you need more than just a purchase. You need precision, reliability, and trust. That's where Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing comes in. We're your local experts for sales, diagnostics, intricate repairs, custom builds, and meticulous restorations. At Paladin, we ensure every firearm meets the highest standards of safety and performance. Whether you're an experienced owner or just starting your journey, we're committed to safe, responsible ownership. Discover the difference true craftsmanship makes. Visit Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing at 1801 Stone Street in Fall City. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, back here at Fall City High School. They took the final seconds off the clock at halftime, so we're underway. Fall City with a scoreless possession to start the second half. Now it's the Knights. They had the ball underneath. It gets down low to DeVault. She nearly lost it. It was tipped, got it back. Now with the basketball is Madison. Swinging right side DeVault. Back inside they go on the right block to White. Kick it out left wing. Three ball up, three ball down for Emily Bohr. Her second triple of the night, and the lead is now 26. That matches the biggest lead of the game. So here we go. Three ball Tigers, right side, off the rim, no good by Brenna Glothar. Rebound to the Knights, picked up by McKenna Hague. Said Hague for so many years for the Knights, I'm just used to it. It's Hague. Sorry about that. All of our basketball broadcasts on MSCSports.net. On our website, all around the world, here is a missed shot. No good by the by Lily Madison. She got it back, missed it again, and the Tigers come away with the Karen. And they'll head up the floor the other way now. Ball City with the basketball, and tied up is going to be Brenna Glothar. And already possession, it goes to the Knights. 6:15 to go in the third. The Tigers trailing the Knights 30-4. So up the floor we go with the basketball. Aniston Duvall. Duvall passes off, gets it right back, swings it over to Hague. Hague underneath the Madison, goes up on the left side of the basket, gets fouled. Bucket no good, but a two-shot foul coming here. Fall City foul on Carly Dunkus, her first. First foul of the third quarter on Fall City here. Madison at the line, 3-for-3 in the ball game, has 7 points. Free throw up and good. She got a gift earlier when the Tigers, she missed one earlier, but the Tigers were in the lane too soon. So she's perfect on the night. 31-4, the lead for the Knights. Madison ready again. She gets set. She eyes the bucket, a deep end. It's on the way up and in and out, no good. Rebound to the Tigers, controlled by Caitlin Rod. Rod will hand the ball forward and up the floor with Bella Johansson, skipping underneath, and Rod with it gets quickly double-teamed. Her pass out of there to the base sideline to the left, tipped away, out of bounds. It's going to be Tiger ball on the baseline here. Dunkus will inbound the ball. Looks, lobs it in, coming down with the basketball, Tessa Gosman. Gosman looks to the free throw line. Dunkus, that's as open as she's been. Didn't shoot it, gives it away. Three ball on the way for Glothar, no good. And the rebound brought out by the Tigers. They throw it, it's going to go backward over the head. And a chase for the ball. It's out of bounds off the Tigers. Knights ball. So the Knights will get it underneath their own bucket. Triggering in will be Madison. Now, wait a minute. No, I had to reset the shot clock. Okay, there we go. So the clock is reset, and we're ready to continue. Madison with a bounce pass in. Quick left-handed shot by White. Won't go. Got it again. No. Rebound brought down by Dunkus for the Tigers. Dunkus out of there with it to Johansson off the left side. Now to Tessa Gosman. Johansson, they play catch around the perimeter now to Brenna Glothar. Back out in the midcourt circle with it is Johansson again. Pass down to the inside, taken away by the Knights. Driving in, did she travel? Yes, she did. Madison couldn't get stopped, got an extra step in there. Tigers will get the ball on the turnover. 5 minutes to go, third quarter, 31-4, the Knights lead. Pass attempt to the inside, tried to get it in there for Caitlin Rod. Two defenders jumped in front of her, knocked the ball out of bounds. As the Tigers players get a little older, get a little stronger, they will become more aggressive. There now, down low on the left side is Rod. Pass back out of there on the left side to the middle and the top to Glothar. Bounced away from her. Loose ball picked up. 12 on the shot clock. Dunkus has it. In the middle with the basketball now to Glothar. Glothar on the right side. Drive on the right side. Pulling up with the basketball is Johansson. 1 second on the shot clock and the Tigers have it out of bounds in front of their own bench with 1 second on the shot clock. Not much you can do here. Looking, get it in, out top, and Tigers going to hold it. They can't get a shot off. Second shot clock violation of the ball game against Fall City. So the Knights will inbound the basketball. Working the way up the floor is Amisha Oggs. Hogs got the first 2 points of the ball game and has not scored since, although she's been a big part of it for the Knights. The inside shot up, no good by Harper Rutt. Might have been partially blocked. Ball goes out of bounds off of the Tigers. Back into the game, Emily Bohr comes in. And also back in is McKenna Haig for the Knights. Everybody in the corner of the lane on the inbound. 20 seconds to go in the shot clock. Hog for three, too strong. Rebound bounces off. It bounced off the head of a Tiger player, and it went right to our teammate, Bella Johansson. Johansson right side, Gothard down to Dunkus. Dunkus moving one-on-one, now double-team, and a reach-in hand-checking foul here on the Knights. That foul on Lily Madison will be her second, team foul number one of quarter number three. Dunkus to trigger from the baseline. Tigers got to move to get open here. They bring it in to Glothar. She faked the three, now hands it back down to Dunkus. Dunkus dribbles against a double team. Shot missed it, but the rebound comes down to Caitlin Rod, and Caitlin got fouled. The Tigers are going to get to shoot their first free throws tonight at the 3:41 mark of the third quarter. The foul on Emily Bohr, her first, second foul of the quarter on the Knights. At the line, Caitlin Rod. First free throw of the night for the Tigers. The first one's on the way up and rattled home. Hit the front, hit the back, and it went in the hole. And it's now 4:31-5. Second one coming for the freshman. It's on the way up. It rattles. It bangs. It bangs again, and it falls in the hole again. And the Tigers are on the board, 31-6. The Knights to the front court at the 3.5-minute mark of the third quarter. Boys game will follow here later tonight, 20 minutes after the girls finish up. Three ball, Madison, left side of the circle, short off the rim. She tried to chase it down, nearly had it on the sideline, but couldn't stretch far enough. Ball goes out of bounds and will belong to the Tigers on the sideline. What's the holdup here? Okay, somebody walking down the other side of the floor here. Kind of cramped quarters here at Magner Henderson Fieldhouse. Sometimes you have to hold up a little bit to get everybody out of the way. Pass on the right side with the basketball. Now Maddie Johansson, fresh for the ballgame. Pass stolen by Madison. Layup all the way to the other end. Runs out, got it. She's in double figures with 10, and it's 33-6. Tigers trail. The other way we go, and Hogg will deflect the ball. It goes off the hand of a Tiger out of bounds, and there'll be night basketball between the Tiger bench and the scorer's table. Tigers in action again tomorrow. They'll head up to Meade for afternoon action tomorrow. Fall City at Meade tomorrow, girls and boys basketball action. Tigers take it away at the other end. Now they've got control of it to the front court with it. Bella Johansson off the left side to the hands of Brenna Glothar. And we've got a foul on the Knights. 33, Harper Rutt with a foul. Her first, team foul number three of the quarter on the Knights. 2:28 to go in the period. Score, the Knights 33, the Tigers 6. Bringing it into Johansson. Hog right in the grill work, a bounce pass, and taken away. Madsen able to get it away from Carly Dunkus. And out of the front court, here come the Knights. Give the ball to Madison, and a timeout called by the Knights. They lead at 33-6. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years' experience in the electric industry. They are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
2 minutes, 13 seconds to go in our third quarter of our girls' game here tonight at Magner Henderson Fieldhouse. It is the Knights, Lord Central Catholic leading Fall City, 33-6. It is Knights basketball in the front court. And they are ready. Triggering in will be Aniston Duvall. Bringing in to Poore. Back to Duvall. Right side wing. Cross court pass. Get the ball through there to Nina Fulton in the middle. And a reach in foul on the Tigers will give the Knights the ball in front of their bench. Tiger foul on Bella Johansson. Her third. Team foul number two of the quarter on the Tigers. Triggering in. Rutt. Cross court, Duvall with it. High post with the basketball to White. White kicks out left side. Three ball on the way. Too strong this time for Poore. Follow-up shot good by Harper Rutt. Her second field goal of the game makes it 35-6. The lead is 29. To the front court comes Johansson for the Tigers. Lost her dribble. Now knocked away, and they say Johansson touches it last. So it's going to be Knights basketball. With a minute 37 to go here in the third. Knights will trigger. Up the floor they come with the basketball. To the high post with it there. Mia White turns down the open shot. Kicks the ball to the right side. Three-pointer for Poore. No good. Rebound long. Comes out near the sideline. Ran down there by Fulton. They'll get a new clock with a minute 17 to go in the quarter. Bounce pass down low. Pass it out again. Three-pointer up. Three-pointer down with the left hand for Harper Rutt. She's got seven the last five in the period for the Knights, who now lead by 32. To the front court we go. Tiger ball under a minute to go in the first third quarter. Off to Caitlin Rod. Rod will give the ball up there for Brenna Glothar. Glothar drives, leans in, scoops it, whistle, a foul. We'll put her at the free throw line to shoot a pair. Knights foul on Nina Fulton, her first, team foul number four of the quarter with 47 seconds to go at the line. Brenna Glothar steps up, knocks it down. Tigers are perfect at the line now, 3-for-3 in the game. 7 points on the scoreboard they have, and make it 8 as she knocks them both home. 38-8, the Knights lead. 42 seconds to go in the third quarter. Out on the right side, Poore looks, swings it around the top of the defense. Back right side, it'll be Duvall down to Poore. In the paint, gets the ball away there to Fulton. Loose ball picked up by the Tigers, Caitlin Rod. 25 seconds to go. Tigers coming to the front court of the basketball. Bounce pass to the right side. It goes to the hands of Glothar. Out top, swinging. Gosman passes off, gets it right back. 12 on the clock. Glothar into Dunkus, posting up on the right side of the lane. Spin, shoots, no. Rebound, loose. Picked up finally by Rutt. One on the clock and a three-pointer from long range. Short, no good at the buzzer. After three, it's Lord Central Catholic 38, Fall City 8. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Ready for fourth quarter action of our girls' contest here tonight. It is the Knights leading Falls City Tigers 38-8 in our girls' game. Tiger ball to start the final period here with the basketball front court is Brenna Glothar, and it's taken away from her. Stolen by the Knights up the floor, and they throw it right back. They tried to throw it ahead for Aug. She he can't catch up with that one. It's out of bounds. Tiger ball on the end line. Up the floor with the basketball now comes Lothar. I remember that was Johansson, I'm sorry. And a reach-in foul on the Knights called on Aug. Alicia Augs with her second foul, first foul of the fourth period. So the ball comes into the Tigers from the sideline. Dunkus on the right side drives in, fends off the left forearm, takes the ball back out top now to Glothar. And Glothar has it taken away. A run out at the other end. Layup won't go for Duvall. Rebound foul on, I'm guessing, the Tigers. They had him out number 3-1 there. Fall City foul will be on 11, Tessa Gosman. Tessa's picked up her third foul in the first of the fourth quarter. Madison at the line. Lily shooting two here on the way up and off the mark. Hit the rim. No good. She made four in a row to start. Now she's missed two in a row. Second free one coming here for the Knights junior. And it's good. So he's all scored 11 points in the game. Tigers to the front court. Off the left side, it goes to Tessa Gosman. To Dunkus. Dunkus around the right side. Gives the ball away to Glothar. Take the ball around the perimeter and a pass to the sideline. Knocked away. Quick hands out there by McKenna Haig. Tiger ball. 25 feet off the baseline. Bring the ball in there for Bella Johansson. She looks. Gives the ball up. Out top. Swinging around the perimeter. Gosman on the move to the right wing. Had it slapped away and stolen by the Knights. To the front, Madison switches direction, stops, throws to the left corner. The ball from 18 up, no good. Rebound tipped by Dunkus into the hands of Bella Johansson. Johansson to the front court with the basketball. Guarded man-to-man and reaching in, slapping it away again to McKenna Haig. Tiger ball in front of the Fall City bench. Harley Dunkus ready. Fires it in there. Gets it right back on the right side. Moving with the ball. Out top it goes there for Brenna Glothar. Down the lane she goes. The ball's kicked away out of bounds by the Knights. With 6:25 to play here in quarter number four. So the ball comes in once again. This time Tessa Gosman takes the inbound pass. And she and Johansson don't connect on the pass. The pass went one way, Johansson went the other way, and the ball bounces out of bounds to the scorer's table. So we reset. Knights basketball off the right side, and a whole new bunch of Knights coming into the ballgame here on the next break in the action, which is right now. With 6:08 to play, the ball knocked away by the Tigers. Into the game again, Harper Rutt. Emily Bohr back in. Quinn Audenell back in there. And let's see. One more somewhere. All right, Nina Fulton back in. Inbound the ball between the circles and Emily Bohr. Bohr's got 9 in the game. Pass cross court, knocked away. Duvall recovers it. Now gets the pass back from her teammate. Out on the right side. They swing the ball around. 8 on the shot clock in the middle. Kick it to the corner. 3 ball. Duvall up and down. Duvall with a dozen. That is her third triple of the night. And the lead is now 34. Biggest lead of the ball game. To the front court of the basketball. Caitlin Rod. Back out top it goes. Tessa Gosman. Off the left side. Ball knocked loose. Oh, and dribbled by the Tigers. Quinn O'Donnell knocked it loose. Tigers tried to recover it, dribbled it, and it hit the sideline. Out of bounds it goes. So it will be Knights ball with 5:23 to play. Out on the right side, take the ball to the middle, now take it out. 3 ball, left wing, no good by Bohr. rebound and dunk this of the Tigers. And now we come the other way. Working the ball forward. It's going to be Bella Johansson. Throws the ball cross court into the hands of Gosman. She tried to get it away for a shot, knocked loose, and it's going to be a nice ball. 4:50 to play in this ball game. 42-8, the Knights with the lead. Off the right side now, in the hands of Bohr again on the baseline. Skip it down and now to the corner with the pass to Fulton. Fulton gives it up for O'Donnell. Pass tipped away. And that's not a sentence. The shot clock's at 30 seconds. That can't be right. They didn't have a shot prior to that. And now we've got a two-shot foul for the Knights. Foul on the Tigers, Bella Johansson, her fourth. Second foul of the period on Fall City. At the line, Harper Rutt, 7 points in the ball game. First trip to the line, it's a good one. She's got eight. And we now have a score of 43-8. Second free throw up and swish. Home it goes, and the lead now is 36. Tiger ball to the front court with the basketball. Bella Johansson looks, tried to get it to Dunkus. She does. Dunkus, right side, elbow, holds, moves. On the left side at the halfway mark of the fourth quarter. Tigers keep it moving. We've got a push foul away from the ball here. Foul underneath will be called on Nina Fulton. Her second foul of the quarter on the Knights. Tigers will trigger Dunkus from the baseline. Out top in the hands of Tessa Gosman. Back it goes, Johansson, right corner. Now it will be Dunkus on the right side, take it out top. Gosman to the left side, Johansson. Good defense by the Knights. There's a long three ball by Dunkus off the mark, short, no good. Ball out of bounds will belong to the Knights with 3:41 to go. Out comes Tessa Gosman, replaced the lineup by Brenna Glothar. Up the floor come the Knights with the basketball. Take the ball inside, out, back down low on the left side. Quinn O'Donnell with it. Hand the ball off to Bohr. Bohr into the block with a pass. Turn around, a little jump hook, no good by Rutt. Tiger rebound by Destiny Pierce. To the other end we go. Tigers have it. Glothar fakes. Gives the ball up. Now into the game is Maddie Johansson again. I missed her on the horn last time. So we've got another whistle and another foul on the Knights on Nina Fulton. This is a non-shooting foul. It's the third team foul of the quarter. So the ball will come in out top with the basketball. Tigers have it. Destiny Pierce. Now to Johansson. Long three ball. Short. Off the hands of a Knight. Out of bounds. Under 3 minutes to go now in the ball game. So the Tigers have a chance to set the offense here. Bring the ball in there for Maddie Johansson. Her pass out to Pierce. Knocked away. Stolen. All the way to the other end. Left hand four. It won't go. Rebounding foul. And a two-shot foul. Must have been a follow-up shot. Carly Dunkus with the foul, her third. Team foul number three of the Tigers in the quarter. And at the line will be Quinn O'Donnell. 5'4 freshman. It's on the way up. It's good. I'll tell you what, the Knights can shoot some free throws. They're 3-4 out of 5 here in the fourth quarter. 11-for-15 right now in the ballgame. Second one on the way for the freshman is up. High bounce off the rim. No. Rebound brought down by Rutt. She kicks the ball to the right side to Bohr. And a long shot up. No good for three by Fulton. Won't go. And Dunkus controls the rebound for Fall City. Coming to the front court now. Take the ball over to the right side. With it, Caitlin Rod. Rod back and in, right block, shot partially blocked, comes down in the hands of the Knights. They're on the move the other way at the 220 mark with a lead of 45-8. And we've got traveling called on the Knights at the other end. Tigers got good defense on the sideline. We'll have Tessa Gosman back in the ball game for the Knights, or yeah, for the Tigers, I'm sorry. She goes back in there for Destiny Pierce. Turn my team back around here. To the front court with it. Glothar on the move. Man, offensive foul. No traveling. Okay. One or the other. It was a pick'em. Traveling or an offensive foul. They went with the traveling. At the two-minute mark, the Knights have the basketball and a lead of 45-8. The boys' game will follow here. 20 minutes, the conclusion of this game or so. Takes the ball left side. Four up on the rim. Won't go. Rebound. Brought down by Harper Rutt, and she puts it back and gets fouled as she hits the bottom of the rim. Tiger foul on Caitlin Rod, her third. Team foul number four of the quarter on Ball City. Rutt at the line, two for two, and now three for three, all here in the fourth quarter. 46-8. Into the game again. Maddie Johansson for the Tigers. Destiny Pierce back in there as well. Free throw up. Good. String music on all of those for Harper Rutt. She has 11 points in the game. Third night player in double figures. Minute 40 to go. It's 47-8. Take the ball inside, and the Tigers can't connect. Shot put up there by Caitlin Rod. It would not go. Offensive rebound by the Tigers. And a foul will be called on Harper Rutt, her second. And at the line for the Tigers is Destiny Pierce. See if Destiny can knock a couple down and get the Tigers into double figures. First free throw up, no good. She'll have another one coming here. Checking in is Jocelyn Banger, a 5'5 freshman for the Tigers. Second free throw coming up for Pierce, up and got it. So it's now 47-9 with 90 seconds to go in the game. Move the ball forward on the right side. Take the ball to the left, down to the left corner with the basketball. O'Donnell. O'Donnell with it to Duvall. Take it back, and a runner from the left side, up and good by O'Donnell. Her first shoot gives her 3 points, and it's now 49-9, a 40-point lead with minute five to go. So the Knights on the defense, we have a running clock now with a 40-point lead. Sub it in for the Tigers here. Here comes Jacqueline Cabilla. Hope I got that right. I asked before the game, and I don't remember what they told me. I think Cabilla is the name. The ball comes in to Jocelyn Banger. I'm sorry. Got my lines mixed up there. On the right side, driving to the sideline is Destiny Pierce. And she'll be fouled by Quinn O'Donnell, her second. Team foul number five of the quarter. And the Tigers are shooting two here. Pierce, one for two at the line. Clock continues to move, under 30 seconds to go in the game now. It's on the way up and off the mark, no good. Referee holding the basketball, now gives it back to her. Tells everybody, you got one shot, move, it's up, it's no good. Rebound picked off there by Nina Fulton. Five on the clock, and Fulton will stop at midcourt. And your final score, Brassy Lord Central Catholic 49, Ball City 9. We'll be back, and we'll wrap it up after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
This year, give yourself the gift of health. Remember, you shouldn't just visit the doctor when you're feeling ill. Prevention is the best medicine. At Sabetha Family Practice, we're welcoming new patients. Our dedicated team is here to help you manage chronic illnesses and provide essential preventative exams. Don't wait until it's too late. Prioritize your health today. Call Sabetha Family Practice at 785 284-2141. Your health is your greatest gift.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
At Equity Bank, we never forget, it's your money. That's why our customers are always armored against ATM fees. Your Equity Bank debit card provides the shield against all ATM fees, anywhere, anytime, giving you freedom wherever you go. Now's the perfect time to experience the Equity Bank difference. Stop by any Equity Bank location to open an account or do it in minutes online at equitybank.com. We're proud to serve you and help you make the most of your money. Member FDIC.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at holdmanford.com.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our scoring wrap-up tonight for the Falls City Lady Tigers. They're led by Bella Johansson with 4, 2 each for Brenna Glothar and Caitlin Rod, and 1 for Destiny Pierce. For the Knights in the ball game, it's a dozen for Emily Bohr, including 3 triples, 11 each for Lily Madison and Harper Rutt, and 6 points for Aniston Duvall, 3 for Quinn O'Donnell, and 2 each for McKenna Haig, Misha Oggs, and Nina Fulton. The Knights now 5-5 on the year. The Tiger girls drop to 1-9 on the season. Our presenting sponsor for this game is F&M Bank in Falls City, located with in Falls City with local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. That's F&M Bank in Falls City. All right, the boys are out warming up. We'll take a break. We'll be back here in a few minutes and give you a look at the starting lineup of our boys' game between Lord Central Catholic and Falls City coming up on KTNC.